She's not here to judge. She's here to report the honest news on healthy living. She's Andrea Donsky, along with Lisa Davis. It's time for Naturally Savvy.
What does it mean to get in touch with our intuition? You know, that inner voice that talks to us, and sometimes we listen, sometimes we don't. Joining us today is Shaman Isabella Stoloff, a dynamic leader and founder of the Orange County Healing Center. Welcome back to the show, Isabella.
Thank you so much for having me back, Lisa. I'm sorry, Andrea.
Oh, don't worry. You know what? It's all good. Lisa's off today, but it's all good.
Well, I know Lisa's not here today, right? And so I think I just welcomed her in spirit.
There you go. Exactly. She'll be very happy to hear that. That's awesome. All right. So Isabella, let's jump right in. Let's talk about, what does it mean to get in touch with our intuition? Because I think for some of us, we know, we hear a lot about talking about our gut, talking about listening to ourselves, but what does it really mean and how do we do it?
Isn't that an interesting thing? And I have been working at it and working at it and working at it myself. So all I have is, my own take on it, my own, what I've done for myself. And first, what I'd like to jump in and talk about is what blocks us, because there's so many blocks to our intuition, and those blocks are what keep us from even, thinking about it too much or thinking that it's an important tool for our life. And first and foremost, it's a very important tool for our life to live an intuitive life, to live a mythic life, to think outside the box and shake our world up a bit. It's very important for us. But what are the blocks? What blocks us from our intuition? And I love the woman that was on before you. I always love that I get to hear that, person right before you. And
Marcy's
amazing.
Teach that
all that she's fantastic. So I'm glad you're going to have her back. It begins from childhood. We talk about the mothers more than the fathers because they're around more. They were around more when we were kids. And were they trusting their intuition? Were they saying things like, thank you, when somebody said you're beautiful, or I love myself when they looked in the mirror? Or were they blocking themselves? Were they blocking their intuition by saying, no, don't compliment me, or God, I look awful today, or picking ourselves apart. So that's the first block, I think, is exactly what your prior guest talked about from childhood, watching our parents not trust their intuition and block themselves. And then here we are. We're growing up, and we're told when we're intuitive, right? We're naturally intuitive, you guys. When we're born, we're naturally intuitive. Sure, mom tells us not to run into the street. But or dad says, don't stick your finger in the electric socket, sure. But we pretty much inherently know to walk barefoot, that's last month's show, walking barefoot in the grass.
Yep, exactly.
We intuitively know to stare up at the stars and make a wish. We intuitively know to look at the clouds and make animals out of the clouds or the trees and to invent stories. We are naturally intuitive, naturally. So, we begin to block ourselves, or we get blocked by our parents saying, whatever it is. Oh, no, that was stupid. Don't do that. That's a stupid thing. Or, what is that drawing? What is that supposed to be? Rather than going into the drawing with the kid and letting the kid intuitively tell us. I have a great one when my daughter used to read. Well, I used to read to my daughter every night. And she would want to count everything on the page. And I was younger, and it would drive me crazy because I was trying to get the story done and get the story read and get her to bed, and I had dishes to do. And, we've got our life. So don't beat yourselves up, guys. That's another way of blocking your intuition. Don't beat yourselves up. And so I learned to just let her intuitively count, because she was intuitively counting to learn math. So watching where we're blocked. Food is a huge block. Fluoride is a huge block. So eating, poor eating, which you teach a lot of, so I don't even have to go in into. But these block our intuitive receptors. We have these intuitive receptors. We have our fight or flight. You guys know fight or flight? That's your intuition. You can sense danger. But you can practice becoming even more intuitive by trusting yourself more. Now, how do you trust yourself more? Andrea, how do you do it? How do you trust yourself more?
Oh, now I'm getting put on. I love that. I was actually going to tell you a quick story. And as you're saying it we block ourselves is I was at in New York last week at a media summit, and someone had come over to me and he was talking about, you know, he's a healer, and he had said to me, oh, you know, whatever it is we were talking about. And he was saying, oh, you're a healer too. And I was like, oh, no, I'm not a healer. And he was like, no, you are. And I was like, no, I'm not. And I'm thinking, wow, why did I, and as you're speaking, I'm like, why did I automatically say I wasn't? Why was I blocking that? Right. And as I'm listening to you talk, because I guess when I first heard it, I was like, well, no, I'm not, you know, I don't do Reiki. I'm not a shaman. I kind of automatically put it into a different category, but I guess there's different levels of it. Right. And we all heal in different ways.
You are a food healer, honey. Mm-hmm. You heal people with your food. People are cook healers. They love to cook and nourish their families with food. There's all different types. They're builder healers that like to build beautiful things for us. We're all shamans of one kind or another. So how is it that we trust ourselves? And I don't want to put you on the spot, but, you know, we can talk about that. How is it that I trust myself? This is how I trust myself, because I, too, was always telling people when they told me how beautiful I was, no. Always. I always did it. Mm-hmm. Or they wanted to give me something. Oh, no. But giving was my favorite thing to do. And I realized eventually that I was blocking people from doing. Now, you givers out there, you're going to hear me. When you're giving and giving and giving and giving and telling other people they can't give to you, you are blocking them from doing what you love to do the most. Now, take that and chew on it for a while. You are blocking people when you're not open to receive. So that's the first thing I learned, was how to open myself up to receive and realize I was still giving. This is how I tricked myself into doing things. I was still giving the gift of giving because I was giving. I was still giving because I was giving that person the gift of giving to me. I created this infinity sign of I'm open to receive and I'm still giving. And there we're in the flow of reciprocity. So now I trust myself more, because I'm open to those compliments. I'm open to receive. Okay, now what else is there? I'm open to taking my life to a mythic level. There's a whole lot. My teacher is Alberto Villoldo. If you ever want to look up Alberto Villoldo, just Google that. And he has all kinds of things on taking things to the mythic and trusting your intuition in that way. Trusting trees. The trees have spirits. They're alive. Trusting our earth, she's alive. So going back to the earthing, going back to tree hugging, call me a tree hugging hippie shaman all you want. I was on a radio show recently. She said, you're going to take the woo out of woo-woo. I said, that's my mission. I'm going to take the woo out of woo-woo, because we have got to, in order to survive on this planet. Now, if you're looking in Chile, Chile's having all these volcanoes, Nepal's having earthquakes. Not going into the pain body with that, but going into the prayers for the earth to heal, for her to show us how to trust our intuition more. Meditation is a great way, but really the tangible way is just by saying, I am an intuitive being and I trust my divine guidance and the God of my own understanding, because we all have a different God. And for me, it's the creator, the energy, the universal wisdom and knowledge. And tap into that, you guys, and get an energy clearing, eat healthy food, trust yourself more than anyone, and your intuition will develop.
I love that. Isabella, we're out of time today, but really quickly, in like 5 seconds, could you tell us what you have going on?
Oh my gosh, I'm on my way to London and Ibiza for a spiritual trip. I'll be doing workshops. If anyone's in the UK, in the London area, please look me up. I'll be doing ceremonies in London, www.ochealingcenter.com. That's ochealingcenter.com. Thank you so much, Lisa. I'll see you. Oh, next week will be a week early again.
Bye, Isabella. Thank you. Stay well, everybody.